Going to the Grand Prix is always exciting. Whether it's to see the new hero of Formula One defy all conventions and win another podium finish in his first year, or whether it's to be deafened by the roar of the cars as they speed past you and you wonder if your man is in the lead or not. You can't tell because he's only in your eyesight for 4 seconds. The first time I went to Silverstone for the British Grand Prix, I waited with everyone else in the traffic jam that is the A43. When we finally got inside, I was rewarded with Nelson Piquet's car exploding into pieces right in front of me, and we scrambled to collect the tiny honeycomb pieces to take home as souvenirs. They're ever so light. The car's basically made of air, but not a lot of use, so I gave them away on my radio show the following day. We ate our picnic instead on the bonnet of my TVR and went home dirty and deaf and happy. The next time I went to Silverstone, I flew in by helicopter to take part in a celebrity race. I'm pretty good at racing. I once raced Jason Button in a go-kart show for TV. I lost, but then again he was 8 years old and destined for greatness. So I was delighted to be asked to race on Grand Prix Day in a celebrity race because the organisers were concerned that the Grand Prix itself wasn't quite exciting enough. And they were right! We met for breakfast at the Manoir Quatre Saisons and nervously scoffed croissants and coffee. They'd taken us around the course the week before to give us a feel for the racetrack and to make sure that we actually knew how to drive. We were in those souped-up Honda Civics. Not very glamorous, but they're really fast and they don't take corners very well. My instructor wanted me to win and was very insistent that I learn the entire track in 4 laps. Right, you go flat out to the first bend at Copse. There's a dogleg chicane through Maggots. Watch the racing line. Floor it down the hangar straight, because there's nothing between you and Kingdom Come. Take your foot off the accelerator when you pass the Foster sign. Hit the brake when you see the next billboard. Take your foot off the brake as you go into Stowe, and if you lose your nerve and break into that bend, you'll flip the car and you'll crash. Chuck a left at the Vale. Pull across the lane on the club bend. Give it everything past the grandstand and down to Abbey. Go under the hour of Silverstone as you go under the bridge. Anywhere else you'll get overtaken. At Priory your arms will be aching. By the time you reach Woodcote you'll be screaming. Got that? Good. Watch the racing line and talk me through it as you go. Go! Go! So I yelled my way round the track. I watched out for all those billboards and the racing lines and I held my nerve through the chicane. I was certain I'd done pretty well. Nice one, Timmy, said my instructor. Let's see if you've got pole position after your time. Not bad. Actually, you're 7th on the grid. 7th? Yeah, it's done in reverse order with the fastest at the back. So just in front of you is Jason Donovan. You've got to beat him. The helicopter was in a queue of choppers landing and taking off every 40 seconds throughout race day. It's the busiest airspace in Europe on the day. We got in, put on our overalls and were bustled into the briefing room. There was Philippa Forrester, a woman from the Sunday Times magazine, Nick Mason, the drummer from Pink Floyd, Jeremy Irons, Bungalow Bill, Joan Collins' boyfriend, and Jason Donovan and the rest of us. Drive safely, they said, and whatever you do, don't crash. It is a race, but we don't want anyone going home in an ambulance. OK, let's see what happens. So we're sitting on the grid, and I eyed up Jason just in front of me, and I waited for the green lights. And we were off! I yelled with excitement, foot to the floor, zip past 2 drivers, including Jason Donovan, and into that first bend. And as I went round it, Bungalow Bill, Jeremy Irons, Pink Floyd all whizzed straight past. Bother! That hangar straight beckoned and I went ballistic. I yelled at the top of my lungs, shouting at myself to follow the racing line. Take your foot off the accelerator of that Foster's sign, Timmy. Into the brake. Off again before the bend. I said off the brake. Too late. I was braking into the bend and out of control. Jason sailed past me. I watched as Philippa Forrester span into the gravel. The Sunday Times girl flipped the car right over. Ooh, misses. Time to take this a little bit more seriously. Gritted teeth, chasing Donovan all the way. I got him again on the next lap. I was determined to hold him off to the end, but that Stowe bend had gravel with my name on it. I spat across it, onto the grass, got back under control as he waved cheekily past me, and try as I might, I could get no nearer than a tyre's length to him. So we finished a fabulous race. He was fifth, I was sixth. I did a lap of honour with a mallet through the roof. It was, indeed, a lot more exciting than the actual Grand Prix. Can't remember who won that. But back at the manoir that evening, as we talked through the day, Ayrton Senna and another driver got in a bit of a strop, yelled a bit, and someone got a speeding ticket on the M40. But at least nobody's car blew up, and I can't wait for them to hold a race like that again.